In our first reading, we have one of the foundational stories of the Judeo-Christian religions, the call of Abram to go from his own land, give up everything that he knows and everyone that he knows, and to go to another land where God promises to make of him a great nation. Now, if we stop and think first what God is asking, God's asking not just a lot, but almost the impossible. He's asking Abram to give up his family, all of the connections in the extended community that he has, to completely uproot his family and to go to a strange land where he knows no one, is not known by anyone, and there somehow to become a great nation. That's amazing enough when we stop and think about it. But also in the text, if we look at it, there's really no indication that Abram had knew God. So not only was he being asked to do the impossible, it was a strange God who was asking him to do this. So it is a double, if you will, profession of faith for this man to do this amazing thing. And in the story, it's kind of interesting because a few verses later, Abram is settled in the new land and everything's just kind of going swimmingly along. It's like, now wait a minute, you know, what happened with the journey? How did he get, you know, from where he was, which was in modern day Persia, to the Holy Land? You know, how did that go? Where were the trials and travails? Because we know they had to be there. But the text just kind of skips over them. So in a sense, we have something similar in the gospel, because Jesus is taking Peter, James, and John, and hopefully you know by now that whenever you hear those three named together, your antenna should go up, because something is going to happen. And indeed, Jesus goes up the mountain where Israel has encountered God since the time of Moses, and it is his divinity that shines forth from his human body. It's like the veil is lifted for these chosen disciples, and they see the glory that Jesus possesses and possessed with the Father before time began, and that he will again receive after the resurrection. And of course, that's the key. Jesus says, don't tell anyone until after the Son has been raised from the dead. Because remember, this is taking place as they are journeying to Jerusalem, so that Jesus, the beloved Son, the one in whom the Father is well pleased, can be spit on, can be put through a mock trial, and can be crucified as a common criminal, and then be raised from the dead. So Jesus is showing these three where the journey is going to end, where the finish line is, if you will, the glory of God that has no end. So these two readings are a beautiful parallel, because we've got the call, you know, when God calls us to do something that seems beyond our power to do, and then we see the goal, the glory of heaven, but in the middle, we have the difficulty, whatever it is that we have to face on our journey from where God found us to where God is calling us. And this is where St. Paul, his encouragement to Timothy, comes in. He's telling Timothy to bear his hardship for the sake of the gospel, to carry his cross, in other words. And that really is for all of us as well, because each of us, by our baptism, by our confirmation, each of us has been called by God. We have been given a vocation to be a follower, a minister of the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus. We've been promised a share in that glory that Jesus manifested on the mountain. And between this call and the strength of knowing where we are going, that strength that comes from God, that we go on our journey, that we face whatever trials, whatever difficulties we are going to face in this life, because it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. But God also provides us the strength to do this, primarily in the gift of himself in the Eucharist, where Jesus becomes not only our spiritual food, but our physical food as well, reminding us that heaven is not just a spiritual reality, but very much a physical reality. That's what the Transfiguration shows us as well, that the glory of heaven is manifested in our flesh. And this is what all of us are called to. So as we continue our Lenten journey in these days, let us be reminded that each of us has been called by God to journey to him. We know how it's going to end, and we grasp the strength that God gives us in the Eucharist, in the sacraments, in our common life, to have the strength to fulfill that journey, to go from where we are to where we're called, into the very heart of God.